Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. You know, it's hard to believe that it's November already, and the leaves have started to fall and filling up the yards, and you know, it's not going to be long before we're all sitting around the family table feasting on turkey and all the trimmings and, of course, watching football. But today I think we want to talk a little bit about how that we can get our children ready for this holiday.
That's right, Cap. You know, the butterball and football are certainly a big part of the holiday, and we can get caught up more in the menu planning, the decorations, the clipping of Black Friday coupons, programming the TV to catch all those football games or whatever. And we get so caught up that we miss preparing our kids for the most important ingredient of the day.
And what is that, Bruce?
Developing some godly character in the hearts and lives of our kids. You know, Thanksgiving is a great time for us to take advantage of this holiday because it gives us the opportunity to purposely teach our children about the character traits of gratitude and generosity.
Besides being a biblical mandate, Psalm 107 tells us that we are to give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. But Bruce, why is helping our children develop an attitude of gratitude so important?
Well, that's a great question, Cap, and I think there's several reasons why God may have mandated this attitude of gratitude. The first is probably because being grateful reminds us of who we are. We are nothing without the good gifts and graces of God our Father, and gratitude means recognizing and appreciating all that He's done for us. You know, it's way too easy to get caught up in the consumerism of our society, and if we want our kids to move past this me first stage, we need to get them talking and thinking, no matter how old they are, about the blessings that God has put into their lives. And you know, maybe we drive them through a neighborhood and we help them see that we have a roof over our head, but there are people who don't, and remind them that we have food to eat and there are people who don't. And we can remind them that we are who we are because of what God has done for us.
So appreciating our blessings start with acknowledging them and seeing them for what they truly are, the gifts that that God has given us right here and right now, right?
That's right.
That's great stuff. Well, how can we do that, Bruce?
Well, this might be a great time for our family to make a list of all the blessings that we're thankful for that aren't things-based, you know, like love of family or a brother or a sister who are willing to help us. And what we could do is ask each child to share one thing each day between now and Thanksgiving Day, and do that at mealtime or devotional time, and make a literal list. But you might want to be creative. You know, make a turkey head and body out of some construction paper and have your kids write their things down on a piece of paper and make it a feather and place it in the turkey's tail. And on Thanksgiving Day, you can give out a handful of those turkey feathers for each family member to read before you say grace for the Thanksgiving meal.
Well, that sounds like it could be a lot of fun. Well, what other things can we do to teach our kids this this attitude of gratitude?
Well, we need to remember, Cap, that it starts with us as parents. Are we modeling this character trait for our children? Do our children see us, and more importantly, hear us being grateful for our current condition, for our family, and for them as children, and for our spouses, and our homes, and our jobs? They're going to see whether or not we are truly thankful.
Always a good reminder. I guess we as parents probably could make some of these turkey feathers too, I assume.
Sure, you bet. We need to lead the way in writing those things down on feathers.
Well, Bruce, we've also posted an article about this on our website, pebblesoftruth.com, with 13 fun and creative things that you as a family can do to get ready for Thanksgiving. So feel free to go out to pebblesoftruth.com and read and print off a copy of this article. But we want you to begin planning now, 3 weeks out, on how you can help grow this character trait of gratitude and thankfulness into the lives of your own kids. And we're going to stay on this topic again next week. Is that correct, Bruce?
That's right, Cap. We are. And we want to look at how this attitude of gratitude leads to some more godly character traits, joy and commitment. But until that next time, let's keep building our house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.